Chapter 16 Rudradeep Part 2 All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wanders through the groves of Nadia. All glories to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, the master of Eka Chakra. All glories to Sri Advaita, the lord of Shantipur. All glories to Sri Garadha Pandit of Ramachandrapura. All glories to the golden land of Gaura, the essence of touchstone, where, as Sri Chaitanya, Krishna wandered in the age of Kali. After crossing the Ganges and walking some distance, the son of Padma, Nityananda, called out to the devotees, "See the attractive place called Bilvapaksha, commonly known as Belapukuriya. This place here in Navadvip is known as Bilvanana in the scriptures. Once some Brahmana devotees of Lord Shiva worshipped him for a fortnight by offering him the leaves of his favourite tree, the Bilva or Bale tree. Shiva was pleased with the Brahmanas and awarded them devotional service to Krishna. Among those worshippers of Shiva was Nimbarka, who had been very attentive in the worship. Shiva said to him, "At the edge of this village is a sacred Bilva forest. There the four Kumars are deep in meditation. By their mercy you will receive transcendental knowledge. They are your gurus. Serving them you will receive all that is of value." Saying this, Lord Shiva disappeared. Nityananda continued, "After a long search, Nimbarka finally found the sacred Bilva forest mentioned by Shiva. There he saw the four brothers, Sanaka, Sananda, Sanatana and Sanat Kumar, sitting together on an attractive platform in Shiva's abode, unseen to all others. They were as children, naked and noble in character. Nimbarka cried out in excitement, 'Hare Krishna!' At that sound the Kumars' meditation broke. Opening their eyes, they saw before them the figure of an ideal Vaishnava. Satisfied by this sight, each of them embraced the Brahmana Nimbarka. 'Who are you, and why have you come here?' they asked. 'We will certainly fulfill all your prayers.' Nimbarka introduced himself with humility and offered his obeisances. Sanat Kumar said with a smile, 'The all-merciful Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, knowing that the age of Kali would be extremely troublesome, wanted to preach devotional service. Empowering four men with devotion, he sent them into this world to teach its importance. Ramanuja, Madhva, and Vishnuswami are three of these men. Now you are the fourth of these great devotees. Sri Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, accepted Ramanuja. Lord Brahma accepted Madhva. Lord Shiva accepted Vishnuswami. And having met you today, we have the good fortune to accept you as our student. Previously we were engaged in meditation on the oneness of Brahman, but now, by the Lord's mercy, our offensive mentality has disappeared. Knowing it to be most essential to present pure devotion, I have written one treatise on bhakti called the Sanat Kumara Sanhita. You should accept initiation from us and follow the teachings of that book." Nityananda continued, "Seeing the mercy of Guru before him, the wise Nimbarka quickly took his bath in the Ganges and returned. Paying his respects, he submitted with great humility, 'O deliverer of the fallen, please save this worst of sinners.' The four brothers initiated him into the chanting of the Radha Krishna mantra and instructed him how to worship Radha and Krishna with the sentiments of great love, called Bhava Marga. At that place, according to the teachings of the Sanat Kumar Sanhita, he worshipped Radha Krishna with the mantra. After some time, Radha and Krishna revealed themselves to him. Illuminating all directions, they spoke the following sweet words: 'O Nimbarka, you are very fortunate. You have practiced sadhana bhakti in Navadvip Dham, which is dear to us. Here we combine as one as the son of Sachi.' At that moment the divine couple transformed into Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nimbarka was trembling, At last he said, "Never have I seen or heard of such a remarkable form." Mahaprabhu replied, "Please keep this secret for now. Just preach about devotion to Krishna and the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, for I am very happy in these pastimes. When I appear as Sri Chaitanya, I will enjoy my pastimes of scholarship here in Nabadeep. At that time, you will take birth in Kashmir and tour India as a great pandit who sets out to defeat all opponents. You will be known as Keshava Kashmiri. While wandering in Nabadeep, you will come to Mayapur. When they hear your name, the scholars of Nabadeep will flee. Intoxicated with learning, I will then take great pleasure in defeating you. By the mercy of Sarasvati, however, you will realize my identity, give up your pride, and take shelter of me. At that time, I will award you with pure devotion, and will again send you out to teach devotional service. Thus you can satisfy me by preaching your philosophy of Dvaita Advaita, simultaneous oneness and dualism, keeping my identity a secret. Later, when I begin the Sankirtan movement, I myself will preach using the essence of the philosophies of the four Acharyas, Madhva, Ramanuja, Vishnuswami and yourself, Nimbarka. From Madhva I will accept two teachings, his complete refutation of impersonal philosophy and his worship of the Krishna deity, which he accepts as the eternal form of Godhead. From Ramanuja I will accept two teachings, the ideal of devotion unpolluted by karma and jnana, and service to the devotees. From Vishnuswami's teachings I will accept two principles, the mood of exclusive dependence on Krishna and the path of Raga Bhakti, spontaneous devotional service. And from you, O Nimbarka, I will also accept two principles, the gopis' love for Krishna as the highest form of devotion and the necessity of taking shelter of Srimati Radharani." Nityananda concluded, "At that time Sri Chaitanya disappeared, and Nimbarka wept out of divine love. After worshipping the holy feet of his gurus, he left this place and set out to preach Krishna Bhakti." From a distance, Nityananda showed Jiva Goswami Ramatirtha, where at one time Balaram killed Kolasura, and later took bath in the Ganges with the Yadus. Now known as Rukmapur, this point is on the edge of the Parikrama route. It is particularly wonderful in the month of Kartik. Nityananda Prabhu then left Bilvapaksha with the devotees, and they made their way to the village of Bharadvaja Tila. There Nityananda explained, "Here the learned Bharadvaja Muni came to see Ganga Sagar. Here he worshipped Sri Chaitanya, who appeared before him, saying, 'When I make my appearance in Nabadeep, you will again see me. At that time all your desires will be fulfilled.' When the Lord disappeared, Bharadvaja Muni fainted. After staying here for some days, the sage departed to see other holy places. The common people call this place Bharui Danga. The scriptures consider this to be a major holy place." As Nityananda Prabhu spoke, they returned to Mayapur. Ishana Thakur welcomed them back. Nityananda, in unprecedented ecstasy, sang and danced amongst the devotees. That day, in the best of holy places, the house of Jagannath Mishra, where Sri Chaitanya advented himself with the holy name, the Lord's own mother fed the Vaishnavas. Who could describe the ecstasy they experienced there? The sound of their ecstatic kirtan was tumultuous and resounded throughout the heavens and earth. Bhaktivinoda, whose only hope is the shade of the lotus feet of Nityananda and Janava, thus sings the glories of Nabadeep Dham.